launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we recommend you call that number if you've got a question for Adam Kokesh. We've had him on throughout most of the first hour, and he was gracious enough to stick with us here and field some questions from the audience. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking with him about his event, which used to be a D.C. march with guns, rifles slung to people's backs. That has completely changed now to a decentralized march that will be, or I guess not even marches, not even really the accurate term. He's calling it the Final American Revolution. That's what you want to search for on Facebook. We put a link to it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. If you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, you'll see the link right there to the event. It is now taking place, or what is intended to be taking place, in all 50 states, where individuals will gather on the on Independence Day, which is a Thursday. They will then, at some point, take a message to the governor of each state, as I understand it, to demand that they immediately initiate the process of an orderly dissolution of the federal government through secession and reclamation of federally held property. And he says if you want to be armed, because the original event on D.C. was intended to be a violation, you know, well, I guess not violation, but intended to use people's gun rights and, you know, express those rights. If you want to be armed, then that's your prerogative. And certainly in a place like New Hampshire, being armed at the state capitol isn't a problem whatsoever. So I wouldn't expect there would be any issues there. And I don't
expect Governor Hassan to rush right out to dissolve the relationships between New Hampshire and the federal government.
Me neither. I don't expect that'll happen anywhere. But I think that people bringing up the issue is really valuable, and that's why I was saying, Adam, and welcome back, Adam Kokesh from AdamVSTheMan.com. I was saying
Thank you. This
is a much better event now, because I was pretty skeptical and critical of the other one, as you recall from our prior conversation, basically calling it a suicide run to go into D.C. carrying rifles, and, you know, what's the point in trying to change D.C. anyway? And now you're focusing decentralized, so they can't just take out the so-called leaders easily, decentralizing the event and focusing on secession, which I think is a much more important message and one that needs more discussion. So thanks for doing that. Any comments before we go to the phones?
No, thank you for that wonderful summary. I really appreciate that. I just want to say that if anybody wants to get involved, we have a national coordinator who's already set up Facebook pages for every state. We have lots of people coming in on those individual pages right now, getting organized. And if you want to get involved, to at least ensure there's no duplication of efforts, or if you want to make sure that you're the one taking point in your state, please email Jeffrey Phillips, and that's Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, at AdamVSTheMan.com. He's doing a great job of just making sure that everybody's on the same page and touching base. And we have, you know, we have a few tricks up our sleeve for how we're going to, you know, maximize the impact of this as a national event on Independence Day and make sure that we really have that full impact that we want in terms of changing the conversation and changing the relationship with government and changing how people look at the federal government. But in a sense, you know, I feel like I'm being kind of a sleazebag politician here. If you understand the old saying, if you see a riot, jump in front of it and call it a parade, right? Well, in a sense, what we're doing here is pointing out the fact that America is an empire in decline, that the federal government, as we know it today, is unsustainable and is coming towards a collapse. And if anything, I've always thought that part of our message as libertarians as a whole is, look, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. And if anything, what we're suggesting is the peaceful, easy way, and that is that we have a orderly dissolution of the federal government rather than a dramatic collapse or something spiraling out of control that could even be more violent and dangerous than the government as it is that we're living under it today.
I do support peace as our means to the end, because I don't think you can get to peace through violence. Let's go to Seth, who's been waiting patiently in Arkansas. Seth, you're on with Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man.
Hey, good evening, fellas. I didn't really have a question as much as a comment for Adam to give him a perspective from how it was here in Arkansas, you know, starting with the call flood on Monday. Man, these people, they were... I would say he was intentionally targeted. When you were calling into these people, it was like they were reading off scripts. They wouldn't give you any information. They wouldn't tell you who had oversight over the department. It was impossible, you know. Even but you could tell they were overwhelmed at the same time by the support.
Yes, no, it was clear that it was a really massive effort, and I'm really grateful and really to be able to do what I was able to do. And you know, this might be a whole other conversation, Ian and Mark, for that would be another fun thing to talk about, just the legal narrative of what I went through in this past week and the strategy employed. But if it wasn't for the fact that I had people on the outside that were making such a fuss and were, you know, raising the cost of them keeping me incarcerated, then the tactics that I employed on the inside wouldn't have had nearly the leverage they had. But the lesson, or at least the result of it working, you know, the strategy working better than I ever thought possible with being, you know, basically let off scot-free was just, you know, it makes me, again, I think it really underscores that idea that you got to be visible, you got to have friends, you got to be tied to a community.
Yeah, the community, the Liberty community is outstanding at responding to things like this, and they definitely did show that they've got it together there. Thanks, Seth, for the call. Let's go to John, listening in Nevada via LRN.fm. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I have a question for Adam. I'm all for dissolution of the federal government, but if people are going to march on the 50 state capitals and they're going to ask governors to secede, don't they run the strong risk of looking delusional to everyone? Because nobody thinks it's possible that the governors are going to secede this year or next year. So by asking for such an impossible commitment for them, don't people who do this run the risk of looking delusional?
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Adam.
I think it's delusional to suggest that if we keep operating under the federal government as it is today, that we're not going to face worse consequences. And of all the things to be concerned about, I don't think asking for too much is really one of them in this case. But I understand that what we're asking for is significantly drastic, but nobody has objected on the merits of this yet. And this is really interesting to see that for all the trolls and everybody that's come out against this, the worst attacks they have are personal attacks on me, and
they're
really
crazy.
Can't. Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, the majority of the American people are willing to start having this conversation, and this is how you do it. And you grab people by the collar and say, look, this is how much drastically better things could be. Let's take a look at the possibilities here.
I think that it's so important to talk about secession, and I don't think anybody should be concerned with what they're going to look like or what some people might think about secession, because some people haven't ever thought about secession before, or they just have brushed it off as something that was tried once and hasn't worked, and so blah, blah, blah. But if it actually looks like people are interested in this issue, if people are calling talk shows and bringing up secession, if people are writing letters to the editor about secession, if people are going, as you're suggesting, to state capitals. And
yeah, exactly. That's what's so great about having made this open source. Now people in 50 states are lobbying for these ideas in their communities.
And I think that that having that conversation is critical, because we need to be having the conversation at dinner tables with our families. We need to be having the conversation around the water cooler, at work, at church, or wherever else it is that people go and are with other human beings, to bring up the idea of secession as a legitimate idea. Because if it comes from you, if you're a respectable individual, then it won't be seen as delusional. It'll be seen like, wow, that's an interesting idea. Let me consider that. But Johnny Ray, we never really got to your question, did we?
My first question was I was going to ask Adam about his emotions during this photograph that I saw from the smoke down. You've got, while you're being arrested, you've got a very arresting look on your face, and it's either grim determination or supreme annoyance, or maybe it's just like you're more animal than man. And I was going to ask you sort of what was going through your head when they were actually in the process of arresting you to put that look on your face.
Well, you obviously didn't see the photo then of me with the microphone in my hand just smiling, going, what the hell is going on here? I suppose I think the photo you're referring to, and it was great to see when I got out, so many creative memes that came from this. But I think at that point it was just I was physically digging in. And I, again, I didn't really realize this until I saw the video, but when I was there at the event, it just felt like people were mobbing me from behind. But one of the officers actually tried to tackle me and like threw his entire weight onto me and failed. And I think in resisting that, you know, you might have seen a bit of a grimace, but I was
Adam,
I was
stand
more
by.
In
you
shock.
Can stay for one more, stay for one, if not, stand by.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1378.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.14.54, $7.07.27 for a half ounce, or $3.53.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.14.54, $7.07.27, and $3.53.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're talking secession with Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man. And he's stuck with us for a remaining segment here, and then we'll move on. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything at 855-450-FREE. If you've got a last-minute question for Adam, now would be the best time to get that call in. And again, that's 855-450-FREE. There's more Free Talk Live still to come here. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get tuned in via our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. That'll be on the same page as our chat room, so you can chat with other listeners, and you can watch and listen to the show at the same time, all for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
For those who have been listening for the last week or so, you know, I've been taking a new weight loss supplement. That supplement is called Axia 30. And I've been taking it now for a little less than 4 weeks, and I've lost a little more than 4 pounds. I weighed myself this morning, and I am proud to report that we continue to lose weight. Now, I had really, I was just experimenting with this. I didn't know whether this product was going to work for me or not. I have a big problem with things that have stimulants in them. This product has ever so slightly a stimulant effect, but it has all natural ingredients, so it doesn't bother me like, say, you know, caffeine or something like that might. And they've got a full 3-month money back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. I've lost weight. I think it'll work for you. Give them a call at 800-543-6613. Again, it's 800-543-6613 for Axia 30, 800-543-6613.
All right, so we've got Adam versus the man, or rather Adam Kokesh of Adam versus the man on the line with us here, courtesy of Skype. Adam, thanks for sticking with us here for the remaining segment. I wanted to make sure we had a chance to really flesh out what's going on with your event, the Final American Revolution, intended to happen in all 50 state capitals. There are several Facebook events that are capital-specific. There is also the main Facebook event called the Final American Revolution, which folks can either search for or just go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and the link is right there. So you're looking for this to happen in all 50 states. You want people to go and actually try to talk to the governor. What do you want? What do you envision actually happening on the day in question?
Well, like I said, we have some tricks up our sleeve that we're not going to reveal yet about what we have planned for maximizing the impact and ensuring that it's a powerful message. But really, it's just about changing the conversation, having a rally and a march, whatever is appropriate for that particular state, for the people that want to stand up for this and demand that we dissolve the federal government. So it really depends on what the organizers for their state want to do to send the most powerful message. But really, it's kind of just about getting out and making a powerful statement, and I don't want to try to suggest that there's any, you know, any specific goal other than that, or that there's any other tangible objective.
So it's not so really much about talking to some politician. It's about
exactly
being seen. It's about being seen by the public, maybe inviting the media out. It's always a good idea to promote this. Maybe whoever's organizing each one of these state events should probably contact local media in advance and send them a press release and let them know this is going to be happening. Because my initial concern was they're probably going to have the state house closed or whatever on 4th of July.
Seems likely.
Odds are good you're not going to be able to talk to any politicians. But I think that if you can get media to come out and promote whatever it is that's happening there, whether it's speakers or a gathering or protest, etc., then there's value there.
That's actually one of the big benefits of doing it on Independence Day, is that there's very little other news. There's, you know, everybody's just sitting around, like, you know, getting fat watching fireworks.
Yeah, good point.
That there are people actually doing something significant, it should be a pretty clear lane in terms of getting the attention of the media and really being able to, like I said, fundamentally change the conversation. But who asked, what was, the, or said that they preferred the single march in D.C.?
Yeah, Johnny Ray actually made a statement earlier that he was becoming more interested in the D.C. march but was less interested in this. Johnny Ray, do you have something to say to that?
I feel like this is the new deal is sort of a dilution of the efforts. I prefer the free state model where people concentrate in one area to make change.
And yeah, but what change would have come from the D.C. march? I mean, just people getting arrested. I mean, they wouldn't have ended their gun laws over this.
Well, no, it's a question of impact. And I think, you know, as we've been ignored by the mainstream media, that, you know, having a singular event in order to try to break through is much less likely to have success in terms of reaching people and changing the conversation than 50 state events where much more many more people can get involved.
Plus, it's a bigger message now, Adam. I mean, the message is secession now as opposed to let's change the D.C. gun laws. I mean, that's a huge, to me at least, a hugely much more important concept to be communicating.
Now, why is that? Just out of curiosity here, you know, when I think about, say I lived in New York State or Alabama or someplace like this, I don't know that I would really want secession for my state. When you think about these places, likely the federal government is keeping those states out of people's business to some extent. Many of these states are worse than the federal government in a lot of ways.
Well, I don't think there's any case where the government is really serving as an effective check on itself, but you make a good point, more in the sense that there are states that are net benefactors of their relationship with the federal government because so much federal money comes from other states or from the Federal Reserve and goes into them. But I think that that's where it's most important to change the conversation, for people to realize that they are, when they are beneficiaries of government, that they are enjoying the benefits of stolen funds.
Adam Kokesh, you are a, I would say, a supporter of the Free State Project. I don't want to put words in your mouth. What do you think?
I'm technically a member, but I consider it my emergency retirement plan. But I do want to say for Johnny Ray that there is still an event planned for Washington, D.C., in a sense a warm-up to this. And this is the other thing that N.A. Poe and myself decided we were going to do when we were in prison, which was to take smoke down prohibition to Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
And what we have planned is for June 8th in front of the White House on the north side, the joint summit with President Choom.
Adam
and Choom, that's Barack Obama's like handle when he was a kid, right?
Yeah, President Choom, that, smoke. And we weren't sure that we were going to be there, and N.A. Poe with
his
bail conditions.
I'm not sure he's going to be there long.
Yeah. Well, with his bail conditions, he might not be allowed to travel for this, so he might be present as an iPad on a stick or something. But we are going to engage in mass civil disobedience, smoking marijuana in front of the White House to call out the hypocrisy of Barack Obama himself. And really, again, public opinion and the paradigm shift being ultimately important, it's about really getting people to face up to the hypocrisy of Obama and the drug war and to do what they can to resist where they have an opportunity to actually fight back. And I think this is one place where civil disobedience is really important. But having now been arrested myself for the horrible crime of standing next to someone smoking marijuana, it would only be appropriate for me to get arrested in front of the White House.
Awesome. We'll definitely look forward to hearing more about that. And, of course, your YouTube channel will inevitably be covering the activities and AdamVSTheMan.com, the website. Adam, do you feel like there's anything else you want to throw out there real quick?
I'm just so grateful for everybody that made it possible for me to be here and not in prison right now. I mean, it would be today maybe that at best I'd be getting out, if not up to a year from now. But you got to play hardball sometimes. You got to stand up for your rights. I really want to escalate this. I think our plan, if there are arrests for the joint summit with President Choom, will be to go into full passive resistance mode of going limp and mute. And I think it's important we step it up every way we can. So to everybody who can see through the attacks, and it's been ridiculous to see the reaction to this. And
as long as you keep it peaceful, you'll have me in your corner. And I appreciate your time tonight.
Right on.
Thanks,
well,
man.
Those who attack people who have the truth on their side only expose themselves.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. And we invite you on to our website at freetalklive.com. Listening options are available, live streams. You can get tuned in via broadband, via midband, or narrowband streams. Different size bit rates will fit any internet connection. Also, we've got radio listening options, over 115 great stations carrying us from coast to coast. In fact, just got a couple emails from some stations today. Hopefully we'll be announcing some new stations. I guess one station is going to be expanding their coverage, going to add us to replace the Phil Hendry show, which I'm excited about, and some other stuff I can't yet announce. So go to listen.freetalklive.com and get a load of the great stations that we have there. Also, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard 7 nights per week. In addition to that, you can get us on free-to-air KU band, available across North and Central America, courtesy of Bitcoin. We've also got a webcam option and listen lines that actually allow you to call in and listen via any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Have you considered getting some storable food for some kind of emergency situation? It's not a bad idea. You never know when an emergency is going to come along, and you never know what form that emergency is going to take. It could be a weather emergency that causes a blackout that goes on for, you know, weeks. It's happened recently with that hurricane that hit New York or whatever it was. It wasn't pretty. Unemployment, fiscal collapse, these are all just possibilities. You can go ahead and take a look at food.freetalklive.com for the very best storable food product out there. It's a Legacy Premium brand. They are 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. And they're about $1.50 a meal. That's on average half of the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the chart that they have there. I found the chart to be very motivating when I was first looking, and maybe it'll be motivating to you, too. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Let's go and continue where we'll take your calls about anything. That's what the point of Free Talk Live is here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, Skype is available to you. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Ben is in Pittsburgh listening at freetalklive.com. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Thanks for doing the show. I really appreciate it. Just found it a couple days ago, and I can't believe I hadn't known about it before.
Wow, how did you find us? Just curious.
I was watching a video online. A guy, he was taping this jury nullification dude, and he mentioned that he listens to Free Talk Live. This is pretty random.
Fantastic. Here you are.
Yeah, I looked it up, listened to an episode from Sunday that I thought was great. And so, but something that's come to mind over watching a lot of videos online and then listening to you guys is I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment and, well, really all of the Bill of Rights, but oddly, the Constitution is what created the federal, I think basically you could say is what created the federal government, right? So dissolution or secession from the federal government would obviously nullify the Constitution, and a lot of us use the Constitution in our favor, right? So the Bill of Rights, Second Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment. So how does this sort of philosophy, the libertarian philosophy, sort of address that, right? So we gain benefit from it, but in other situations, it can be viewed as detrimental.
Well, first of all, I would like to point out that each state has constitutions, and so some state constitutions, like New Hampshire, are very good. I can't speak for all of them, obviously.
Some of them, right.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't live in New Hampshire, then secession, your mileage may vary. But if you, right. if you are around in New Hampshire, where we've got, I don't know if you've heard about the Free State Project yet, but we've got over 1,100 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project. The three of us on the show are all Free State Project participants tonight. And there are over 14,000 people who have pledged to make the move here and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So, so I don't know how it's going to go for secession in other places. We know there's an interest based on what happened after the presidential election this year, where there was a big buzz around secession at that time. And, you know, maybe we will see some places secede, and maybe Mark's right in his prediction that they'll become even worse than they already were. But ultimately, I don't really concern myself with that.
Ben, what I would say quickly to your question is that I, like a lot of other people around here in New Hampshire and a lot of fellow liberty lovers, started with a veneration for the Constitution that just lost a lot of strength with me, because the Constitution, by and large, is ignored or mangled to some degree these days. And I prefer to put my faith in myself and my friends, people, instead of pieces of paper.
Well, wasn't it Lysander Spooner who famously said, I believe it was in No Treason, that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we have or has been powerless to prevent it? Your thoughts, Ben?
Yeah, I agree with really everything you guys say. It really became clear to me that it has, while it has done plenty of I'm not even going to go so far as saying evil, but it has done bad, it also is used for good quite a bit. I mean, and especially, like you said, in states where their own state constitutions maybe aren't as explicit as New Hampshire or where I live. But it just occurred to me that it's generally torn down as of, like, the federal government and the Constitution is just a terrible, terrible thing. But it has been used quite effectively via the Bill of Rights. Ironically, the anti-federalists, a lot of them didn't want the Bill of Rights because it was enumerating things that they felt didn't need to be. And yet again, it has actually become a positive thing. So it's just a neat contradiction that I've sort of thought about and was curious.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people have described the work in, say, the federal courts in protecting rights as like one step forward, and then they'll say things like 10 steps back or something like that. Wouldn't you say that for every situation where we have our rights protected by the federal government's courts, that there are multiple instances where those same courts, work in detriment to our rights?
I do, and again, I'm really not the question wasn't from the perspective of a defense of federalism. Really, it almost seems like in some bizarre way, probably not the way it was intended, it's a check against state governments gone awry. And I think that's ironic and probably undeniable. So that's sort of where I was coming from.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I have a real problem. I'm of the opinion that this whole model of the state that we currently have around the globe is an evolution of the master-servant-king-vassal situation that has just evolved through 9,000 years of since the agrarian revolution, that really what you're asking for when you write these documents like the Bill of Rights is it's part of an ownership document of slavery and saying, okay, master, you're not going to violate these rules now, are you? And if you do, you're going to have to catch yourself and stop yourself, aren't you?
Right.
That's how valuable I think the Bill of Rights is.
I agree with that assessment. I do. Yeah. So, but
Ben, welcome aboard. Glad you found the show, and don't hesitate to call us back with anything else you got. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI, toll-free line. And, of course, as I mentioned, the Free State Project. If you really want to have a chance at secession, I think that gathering liberty-minded people in the same geographic area is a real a benefit toward whatever sort of ends of activism you're looking to achieve. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be bad if there are hundreds of people in state capitals all across the country on July 4th, as per Adam Kokesh's suggestion that people do essentially an outreach event promoting secession. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think the more people we can get talking about secession, the better. The more consistent that discussion is, and the more the more variety of locations it's happening in our lives, the better off we are. Because we can really talk it into reality. I mean, if people believe it's possible, then it can be possible. But everybody, when they hear it, if people just say to themselves, "Oh, well, that can't happen because we know what happened last time it was tried," which is one of the more common objections you'll probably come across. But if people don't believe that, if people actually believe that we can do it on a peaceful basis this time around and have states successfully secede from the federal government, then it becomes more realistic. It becomes more tangible, more reachable. And you have to have the conversations with people before they'll come around and, you know, overcome their objections. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item, In fact, I haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And it's Ian here with you tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. You can support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There will be links there. And those links will take you to different stores on online. The primary one's Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and so therefore Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's that simple. So go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping taken care of. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, your calls about what you want. Robert is listening in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Hi. You guys were talking about the Constitution a little bit and the Bill of Rights and stuff like that, where I definitely agree that, you know, there is some, they are trying to tweak some things and change some things that I don't agree with. However, you mentioned about, you know, pushing the idea of seceding,
yeah,
you know, from the federal government or addressing the United States or whatever. And I guess, I don't know as if the state of Vermont, if they seceded from the rest of the country, I don't know if I'd want to live here, considering the fact. Well, because I would be afraid of being how vulnerable we, you know, that we would be.
Vulnerable to what?
For one thing, for other countries, you know, from other states. Just, you know, not having any, you know, because everybody else would be all segregated away from, you know, away from. They're going to come to our defense.
Well, so you're worried about an invasion?
Wait a second. What about Liechtenstein? What about Andorra? What about Belgium? What about these places that apparently, I mean, Vatican City is an interesting one.
Costa Rica didn't even have a military.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not up to date on my history like Mark is. you know, I'm just, you know, merely saying that I would be concerned myself.
I don't think that Quebec is going to come rolling across Vermont's border to come get them. It might be Quebec that's right there. I'm not sure.
Montreal is probably a little closer.
Montreal is in Quebec.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yep. So I wouldn't be too concerned with them, and it doesn't seem like I'd be more concerned with New York State than I would be with Quebec. But it does. It's unlikely in today's world that you're going to find too many nations that are. Invasion conquests for fortune are pretty rare these days.
Well, I mean, if we take a look at China, now I'm getting into all of this politics and stuff. I'm not very good at it. So, but what I am saying is that look at China. Look at how much money we owe them. I mean, we owe them.
I don't owe them millions. A cent.
Well, we'll say the government owes them. Billions and billions of dollars. And, you know, they're at the point right now where they can say, look, you know, pay us up now or we, you know, or move out or whatever.
Well, I don't know what China could do. Like, okay, first off, as I understand it, China has bought up these treasury bonds and that kind of thing, and against which the Federal Reserve has issued currency. And they've bought what they've bought. They've taken stock in the United States government. If that government, for whatever reason, fails or fails to make good on its debts, I don't believe that the people of the state of Vermont have any that they have any recourse against the people of the state of Vermont. They have recourse as the against the organization doing business as the United States government. And if that organization goes belly up for whatever reason, and it looks like it's just about insolvent now. And China doesn't, I mean, they don't have, you know, Vermont isn't put up as collateral for those loans, and China can't do anything about it.
Well, it's one thing for China to mess with Taiwan or something like that in their region, but well,
they're
it's a whole
to
other
a regional
thing for
power.
Them. It's a whole other thing for them to possibly affect some kind of an invasion halfway across the world. I mean, it's just not even realistic.
I mean, if the only way I would see that this would work, I mean, let's just say for sake of argument that the whole United States did agree to secede from, you know, the federal government, that would mean that everybody would all have to be on the same page, everybody would all have to be together as a team, and I'm not seeing that.
Not really. I mean, there'd be no reason why everyone would have to agree. I mean, Vermont could secede without anyone else seceding. In fact, Vermont has a fairly robust secession movement. You guys have the Vermont Independence Party there, and run political candidates who are advocating for secession. Here in New Hampshire, we have the New Hampshire Liberty Party also running political candidates who are advocating for secession. So it doesn't at all require any other states to join in tandem with you. Vermont could be the first to go, or Texas, or New Hampshire, or whichever one. And then maybe if others wanted to follow, that would be fine, too. It wouldn't have to happen at the same time. And he just dropped off the line, by the way.
Just lost Robert. So. Yeah, I'm less and less in my life am I excited about this secession thing. I mean, would it be great here in New Hampshire? I think New Hampshire would be just fine with it. But you're really asking to trade one group of dictators for another group of dictators.
Well, we already have the group of dictators. They're calling themselves the state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. They already exist. So, no, it wouldn't be a trade. It would be getting rid of the top level of criminal gangs.
They would
eliminate one level of criminal gang.
They would. Currently, the federal government offers services different than the state governments. Sometimes they overlap, but generally there's different sort of a separation of powers, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And so the state government would then usurp those powers, if that's what
this
it felt
New
like
Hampshire,
doing.
This is New Hampshire, Mark, so I think that here it would be very difficult for the state governments to do those sorts of things. I mean, the people in New Hampshire are very spendthrift compared to a lot of other states. It's difficult for the government to easily increase its budget here due to the representative situation where we have the largest English-speaking representative body, or the third largest or something like that, in the Western world. I mean, it's 400 state representatives here, as you know. They get paid $100 per year plus a mileage fee. they make nothing to do this job, so it doesn't attract the same kind of political power freaks. I mean, there may be some power freaks there, but not the same level as like a California or a Florida or something like that.
Look, Ian, so, I'm with you that if a state can enter into an agreement, then it should be able to get itself out of agreement, especially if that agreement was entered into several hundred years ago by everybody who's dead by now.
I'm just saying, while it may be the case that New York State would go crazy and increase their size of their state, I don't think we'd see the same behavior from the state of New Hampshire. What do you think, Johnny Ray?
What was just going on in my mind was Robert's fears and governments up and down the spectrum win our hearts and minds by playing on our fears. And
sure.
This fear of invasion, just like so many of the others, is way overblown. Canada's not going to invade. If Vermont had the wherewithal to secede from the Union, then they're not going to accept somebody else coming in and setting up shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be a tempting target.
Vermont's armed. So, yeah, as far as picking a state to invade, if somebody was going to invade and if a bunch of states seceded, you'd probably see some other state being invaded before Vermont. They're essentially a hard target.
Yeah, and the worries that I would have as a Vermonter would be more in line with Marx, that Vermont would set up some kind of commie system.
Oh, yeah, but that's one of the reasons why they want to secede, so they can have a socialist medicine system and so they can have whatever commie system they want to, because that's kind of the way Vermont leans. I mean, they had the hippies move in the 1970s, and they shifted the perspective of the state government there, and I think it would be a very interesting study in contrast if we had an independent Vermont and independent New Hampshire right next door, where New Hampshire was more, hey, we're decentralized, we don't want to control your life, and Vermont wants to, you know, take care of you from cradle to grave. I think that would be a very interesting study in contrast.
I have to say I'd prefer some kind of Ben and Jerry communism than Washington, D.C. warfare.
No doubt about it. 855-450-FREE. Pat's in Norfolk. And Pat, you claim you're listening on the radio, but I didn't know we were on the radio in Norfolk tonight. Is that the case?
That's the case, man. Hey,
what?
How you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Pat?
Tonight?
You're on the radio.
I've been watching CNN and they talk about elephants out there in India where they're they got like two different types now.
There's two different types of elephants in India?
Yeah, there's probably more types, but the species, but they're tearing up stuff and people are trying to get them out of there. It's really,
You know what the solution is, Pat, is to make it so you can own elephants and then people will keep them on their own private property and have to be responsible for them. Thanks for the call tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If elephants are just out there in the wild, they can become a nuisance and then they're subject to poaching and that's no good. More coming up.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.